Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Maynisch steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mainisch moves to third. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mainisch scores. Kress moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullick takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hargrave to Gehringer covering second. The throw back to home, and Kress is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Geringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schulte moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Stone fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stone. Schulte scores. Melillo scores. Gulick goes all the way around to score. Mannion moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mannion scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Kaufman moves to second. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Heine Mainisch. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Kaufman scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing left field. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mannion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Hargrave moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Phil Page now pitching. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blue moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Page covering. Safe. Blue moves to third. Hale moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kress reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Hale scores. There goes McNeely trying to get to home. Stone throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Hargrave, who tags McNeely, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 8-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Stone moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 3 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander scores. Stone moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.